The Great Controversy Between Good and Evil. Chapter 11. The Case of Job. The case of Job is a remarkable one, and has probably been in the mind of every one who has ever had the Bible in their hands. Turn to the first chapter of the book of Job and follow his case with this idea in view. There came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. What right had he to be there? These sons of God were God's representatives in the different parts of the universe. Adam was a son of God, and he was put on this earth to have dominion under God over it. But he betrayed his dominion, and Satan stepped in and took his place. And so, when a council was called for the representatives of God to come together to counsel about their territory, Satan came also. The roll was called, and earth answered, "Hear." But it was Satan, not Adam, who answered. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The Son of Man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. He went about doing good." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? A perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." These are the very characteristics of Satan. "Do you see," the Lord says to Satan, "my servant Job, although he is in your territory, yet he remains loyal to me." "Oh yes," says Satan, "but that does not prove anything. Anyone would do that for the regard that you show him. It is not love that binds Job to you. He is serving you for his reward. Anybody would do it. Do you see the complaint there? You have put a hedge round him. Unfair. He is in my dominion. I should think anybody would be loyal to you on those grounds." That was said in a council in which there were representatives from all the universe. He there made the same charge that he made in heaven. "Instead of deciding the matter there in an arbitrary way," the Lord said, "behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand." You know how it went. One after another Job's possessions were taken from him, and last of all his children were slain, and he was left perfectly alone. Then he was advised to give up everything. But in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.